organ or the lack of music.
Okay. And if you really liked the music, you'd say the music was just
wonderful.
And someone who's very, very pretty, you might say that
she's good looking.
Or she's what's
beautiful.
Huh?
Beautiful.
Okay. And if you had to change a flat tire on the way to church one Sunday, you'd
I'd
say
be very unhappy.
Okay. Church will be over
before I get this flat fixed.
Okay. Do you go to church pretty regularly?
No. I used to.
Uh-huh.
For a while.
It's just too hard to...
Well, different things cause me not to go. They're poor excuses, but they're excuses anyhow.
The enemy of God is called the...
devil.
Huh?
The devil.
Okay. Any other names for the devil?
Satan.
What would you tell children was going to come get them if they didn't behave?
Well, I wouldn't tell them that the devil's going to come get them, but I don't know just what I would tell them. I'd tell them if you don't behave, you're going to be punished. That's all. I'll have to punish you. You'll have to do without something or do something.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say the booger man or the boogeyman?
No, I never did.
Did you ever
I don't
do
believe
that?
In that. I never believe in that because I think it's horrible to cause children to be scared of anything. They shouldn't
uh-huh.
be made scared of anything. I think it's wrong.
Didn't
and like people say, oh, there's a booger man in that dark closet, a dark room.
Uh-huh.
Well, they should never say that.
Was the booger man supposed to be the same as the devil, or?
Well, now I don't know just what that was, but mm-hmm. I don't think that either one is proper. They should never use that kind of that to me. I never did.
Mm-hmm.
See, my son would go anywhere, any time I'd send him in a dark room, wherever it was.
Mm-hmm.
He'd go where I'd tell him to go, or he'd go where he wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
Because I never went. His mother and I never did. We never tried to scare her.
Mm-hmm.
Or give him that. He got very little. He very little fellow was punished because he was a well-behaved child. We was
mm-hmm.
fortunate. But
what do people think they see around a graveyard at night sometimes?
Spooks.
Uh-huh.
Spirits or something. Spooks.
Do you believe any of that?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think of it. I just, I don't know. I don't really. I never believe in. I don't believe in voodoo either. So
is voodoo pretty common?
Not around here. Now there might be up around East Texas. They might.
Uh-huh.
I did hear several families here that you know believed in woofle poo dust and all that.
In what?
Put the hex on people and all that baloney. I don't believe that. I don't believe it's such thing as putting hex on anybody.
Uh-huh. What kind of dust did you call it?
Voodoo dust or something. They had all kinds of name for it.
Huh.
And it was now in Louisiana, I understand they use they're quite they still
uh-huh.
quite some of them in the backwoods is still believing
about
it.
I've heard some about it, but I've never
Well it's it's supposed to be something of the supernatural. In other words, that you can put the jinx on somebody, the hex, what they call it.
Uh-huh.
And bad luck would befall you. But I don't believe in that. I do believe that God has a way of communicating with humans on Earth. I do believe that.
Now,
I don't know. It could be me before I die. I don't know. It could be you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that because there's too many things. Oral Roberts proved that.